KNOM Profiles.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Matthew Smith. This Friday and Saturday, Quirk is teaming up with partners in and around Nome to collect and recycle e-waste.
E-waste would be old electronics, TVs, computers, microwaves, things that have circuit boards in them and other electronic components.
Cell phones, computer towers, keyboards, all the dinosaur computers you have laying around.
That's Mike Sloan from the Nome Eskimo community and Rachel Bauman, the backhaul assistant for Quirk. They're working with Anama Shannon, the regional backhaul and recycling program coordinator with Quirk, on an e-waste drive going on in Nome this weekend.
The e-waste event will be held in the parking lot between Quirk and the Methodist Church. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, June 1st and 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can just drive up and, you know, drop off your stuff. We'll have a scale there. If it's just one or two items, we'll weigh it out.
They'll be weighing items because recycling in Western Alaska, especially bulk items like batteries, computers, TVs, and old computer monitors, can get pretty costly. Last year, the e-waste drive filled two Connex vans at over 7,000 pounds each. They also barged out over 20,000 pounds of lead-acid batteries. While partnerships with Bering Air and Alaska Logistics are taking care of the transportation costs of most of the e-waste, the recycling process has other fees that simply can't be avoided.
We're going to charge 25 cents a pound. And so if you show up with, you know, 50 pounds of electronics in the back of your truck, we'll just charge you like a $10 flat rate. And that's because when we send it to the recycler in Seattle, they charge us 25 cents a pound to recycle it. People often have the idea that they should get paid for the recyclables, but here in Alaska, we oftentimes have to pay to recycle responsibly because of the transportation fees associated with it and also the recycling fees. It's not much, but it helps us to be able to process a large amount of e-waste.
Recycling and paying for the privilege is something that Anama and the others involved in the e-waste drive this weekend recognize is something of a hard sell. But disposing of e-waste responsibly, they say, is important. Mike says there are a lot of materials in old electronics that you don't want anywhere near your landfill.
There's a lot of toxic chemicals, metals, lead, cadmium, other heavy metals that are in e-waste, many of which are toxic, and we'd like to keep those out of our landfills.
Anama says that throwing out that old computer or the old iPod, rather than recycling it, means that it's going to end up buried in the ground, in a dump or a landfill. And that's not a good thing. In fact, she says that's a really bad thing. Bad for the water, for the air, for the soil, and for the animals.
The concentration of those heavy metals being in our landfill, filling it up, and then when it rains, when it snows, all of that water ends up going through the landfill and eventually getting into the water table. And a lot of those toxic chemicals are getting through.
And if there's burning going on at the local dump, e-waste makes that burning especially toxic.
Our villages a lot of times do open burn, which means that somebody goes and lights a fire on the trash pile. And it's not a contained, controlled burn. It's not a hot burn. It's a very cold, smoky burn. And when we burn things like the heavy plastics on computers, it creates incredibly toxic smoke. That smoke goes up and it falls out somewhere, right? All that toxic ash, it lands somewhere, whether that's on the tundra, on our berries, on the greens, in the water. And so it's getting into our environment from the air. It's also all that toxic ash when it rains and snows. Again, it's going through the landfill and it's getting into our water.
E-waste is a pretty broad category, but the idea that anything with an electrical cord can be called e-waste isn't quite true. Anama said that last year there were a lot of vacuums and washer dryers and old refrigerators that just couldn't be recycled. Those appliances aren't considered e-waste, and they can't be recycled at the e-waste drive this weekend. But since this week is also the City of Nome's spring cleaning week, Anama says the city will be able to take care of those items.
The City of Nome right here takes those items and the freezers and refrigerators that have Freon or refrigerant in them, which is really bad for our environment. They extract the refrigerant Then they take the compressors out of those units, and then they crush those units and bury them at the landfill.
So there you have it. The e-waste event put on by Nome Eskimo Community and Kowarik will be held this Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the parking lot between Kowarik and the Methodist Church. It's 25 cents a pound or 10 bucks for a bulk drop of e-waste. And if you're outside of Nome, contact your local IRA to see how your community is participating in the backhaul and the e-waste programs. It's a once-in-a-year opportunity to get rid of that e-waste and make sure it gets where it belongs, where it can be recycled, and not in our landfills and in our backyard.
Well, I think here in Nome, we're not accustomed to recycling as much, and it's something that we need to do because we need to stop throwing our toxic, hazardous waste into the ocean and into our land. For us up here especially, you know, we hunt and we fish and we gather off this land, and we need to keep it as pristine as possible for future generations and for now.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.